What's it called? What's it called? What's it called? What's it called? Hi, this is your daddy, and you're listening to What's It Called?
Hell yeah, dude. Man.
That was dad.
We got cool fans, dude. Yeah, it's our that was our father.
Me and Dave got the same dad.
That was our listener, Anna Snyder. Anna, thank you so much. When you sign up at the $25 level of our Patreon, you get to introduce an episode of the podcast. And that was a long time coming.
Yeah, we love this podcast, and sometimes we forget. well, we don't forget, but you know, we'll be like, man, you know what we should do, and then like 2 years
and we
later,
can't.
Like, oh, yeah. Remember when we said we were gonna? Oh yeah,
it was just a hard year with a lot going on, and we really couldn't. It was a lot to do anything, you know. So
yeah,
we just Life's had to kick crazy, on down man. The line for a minute.
Remember,
but we're on it now. We're on top of our shit now.
Yeah, dude. Look Life at comes at you fast.
You saw, you heard that, Anna Snyder. You heard, you fucking heard that. And that's evidence that we're on top right. of it.
I'm on top of it, dude.
I'm on top of it, dude. Just like that guy says in that song I really like about pussy or whatever. What's that song called? Hey, I fucked my wife and the sex is so good that we stayed married. That song? Hey,
see, that's,
I love
that's
my
what
wife.
Conservatives think rock and roll should be.
Yeah, totally.
She fucked so good, I stayed married.
Your normal wife. That's my song, Normal Wife. And, we fuck so good that we stay married. Man.
Dude, hell yeah.
I hope that one day I get to get married so I can lose my virginity.
What a weird way the world used to be. Or I don't even know. People always say, oh, it used to be. But I'm like, I'm pretty sure not everyone waited till they got, you know what I mean? Like,
totally.
You know? Like, that's a weird way to think the world was. Nobody, everybody waited till they got married. You sure people weren't lying?
Yeah, people were lying. It is funny that, like, I think what happened, right, was that there were only like a few people that got to decide the information that was released to everybody. And those right. people were like priests or mayors. And they were like, don't just tell everyone that no one else is having sex and it'll be so much easier for me.
Yeah.
And they tell kids in school, no one has sex before they get married. And everyone's like, oh, shit. Okay, I guess I better not. But everybody was.
I remember it being very young when they told me, they go, brides wear a red dress, and if they get fucked, they have to wear, they can't wear a white one. No, a white one.
Wait,
did I say
what?
Red?
You said red.
Oh, yeah.
What are you talking about?
You know the old...
What? I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
You ever heard that brides wear a white dress uh-huh. if they're a virgin?
Oh, and if they're not a virgin, they wear
a
red dress?
They can't wear the white. But everyone wears the, you know what I mean? I've never once seen a bride wearing a dress that isn't white.
That'd be so crazy if the entire congregation was like, oh shit, she's had sex before. Okay. What a weird thing to, why even have the ceremony?
Right.
Now it's like not a wedding ceremony. It's a we fuck ceremony.
And the guy doesn't have to change shit. The guy can wear whatever. He just wears the same tuxedo for 10,000 years.
No, dude. No. Not where I grew up. Where I grew up, if the man is not a virgin, he's got to dress like a Ninja Turtle. he's got and the woman's got to dress like Splinter. If they've had sex before, the man is a Ninja Turtle and the woman is a big smart rat wearing a bathrobe. And that's how you know that they've had sex.
I remember my mom told me that when she got pregnant, she hated that everyone could just look at her and tell she had had sex.
Wow.
And she's like, and my dad, no one could just, when he's walking down the street, no one knows. But I don't even think that way. Like when I see a pregnant woman, I don't think about, I just go, oh, kids, that sounds scary.
That's also not true because if anyone knew he was your dad, they'd know he's had sex. Also, I think it's a good assumption to make that someone who is an adult has had sex. There are edge cases. There's like the occasional late in life virgin still, but it's not really a norm at all. Like most people have had sex, you know?
It seems like it. I remember when it started happening in high school and I was just like, whoa.
Damn.
And
totally.
I was blown away too, because I didn't have sex in high school. I couldn't. Yeah. I don't think I could have done it for $1 million, you know?
Right. I had sex in high school. I did. I lost my virginity to my girlfriend in high school.
That's crazy.
We had sex, and it was such a production. I had to my friends were in on it, in the sense that
what
I had sex with my friends. I lost
my virginity in an orgy.
Just my dudes. which I'll bet you was a bunch of people's fucking losing their virginity story, honestly. But no, my parents were pretty strict. I had to, whenever my girlfriend was over, I had to have the door open bedroom. And one time we were making out, sitting on the edge of my bed, and not like viciously or anything, we were just like making out, and I guess I thought my parents were downstairs. And I'll never forget this. This is like a photographic memory. I was kissing my girlfriend at the time. We were 16 and 17, I think. And I just hear behind my girlfriend, I hear that's what I heard. I just heard,
oh.
And then I looked over and my mom was holding laundries and laundries. That's what you call them.
Laundries.
Well, yeah, laundries. A basket of laundry. And then she pitter pattered really quickly down the stairs, just like, pop, 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 pop. And then, like, and then, like, 30 seconds later, she calls up from downstairs, David, your father wants to talk to you. And dad is like an angry man who at the time particularly wasn't so in touch with his feelings or at all. And he's like folding laundry. And you know how sometimes people they're not doing something aggressive, but they want it to be aggressive, so they do it really fast and angry.
Yeah,
so he was really folding laundry all fast and angry. And he would, I can't even, like, if you're watching on YouTube, you could see. He was like, yeah. And like, would put the shirt over here. And he's like, man. And he's like, David, don't have sex. You'll get a disease. Now get out of here. That was the whole thing.
Wow.
And so that was freaked out by that. And then my girlfriend at the time, her parents were like super strict. They were really Catholic. And so we were like really scared about them finding out. We couldn't do it at either of our houses. We didn't like want to do it at a friend's place. And we weren't like the type of people to be going to parties, really. So,
right.
At least not ones where people were like fucking everywhere. So my buddy James, who lives out here, who I just stayed with in Bloomfield, like my best friend from high school, he and my friend Gilbert had a car, and he and James came over to my house, and the plan was they were going to distract my parents while I went up into the attic and I grabbed our tent. And
a tent.
Yeah. And yeah.
This
and,
is like a movie.
Yeah, totally. Like totally. Totally. And John they did. Hughes. They like, yeah, no, it was such a John Hughes movie, dude. Totally. And my dad hated James, but also kind of loved it. He like loved to hate James, if that makes sense. Cause James is like a sassy asshole who knows how to talk to people. And every time James is around my dad would be like, so what do you think about the war? You know, shit like that. Oh, and what do you think about Bill Clinton? Who would you vote for? You know, stuff like that. And James would fuck with him. So anyway, they came in and we started talking to my parents about how we're going to see a movie. And then I was like, I got to go do something. And I like went up and I ran into so we had like a family room that was like used to be a garage that was separate. And there was an attic that was like a pretty high ceiling, like a 12 or 13 foot ceiling. And so I had to jump up and pull the attic door down and flop it down and run up there and grab the tent and then run outside and throw it in Gilbert's car and then close the thing and go back in like they had to make sure they didn't know I did that. And James was just like making sure to say over and over again that we were going to a movie. Like, yeah, this movie. We're really excited about the movie we're going to see. And
Man, what's the name of that movie? I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, man, I really like it. It's definitely
we're gonna go see the 7:45 showing of The Matrix.
Yeah, they're showing actually Ben-Hur, a movie that Dad's like and is really long, which would explain.
We'll be gone for a long time. The duration of the movie is so long. We'll be gone for the same amount of time as the movie.
As the movie, yeah, as you would guess.
Plus previews.
And we're not going to dilly-dally at the mall either. We're going to come right back after this really long movie. Yeah. There's going to be no horseplay. Not today. we're not going to cause a ruckus, you know? we're going to be good boys. And then we went to my girlfriend at the time. We went to pick her up at her parents' house. And her dad loved to fuck with me. And he didn't do this that day, but one time, like, he literally, like, honestly, he's the kind of dad I hope I get to be one day. One time I knocked on the door and he opened the door in t-shirt boxers holding a shotgun, and he was like, come on in. Just to fuck with me. And he was like, one day he opened the door just sort of like really casually sharpening a knife. He just like really loved to scare me.
Dads love doing that.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend's dad, one time I was over there, and he goes, you want to see my gun? And I was, I don't know, 17. And I was like, hell yeah, I love guns. And he couldn't find a way to intimidate. I was too dumb to intimidate. I was like, whoa, can I play with it? You have a scope?
Oh, man. Okay. You want to put it in my mouth and see if I like how it tastes? Okay.
My girlfriend got pissed because I'm like hanging out with her dad in his gun basement for like an hour. And she's like, are we not gonna? And I was like, you see all these guns?
I'm sucking your dad's dick.
Yeah, you gotta you can't be dumb.
Yeah, so yeah, then we were there. James came in with me. James also had a love-hate relationship with her dad, and he like fucked with us a bunch. We talked about it a bunch, and we kept saying movie. And then James and Gilbert drove it. So we lived in like sort of a rural area. There was no high school in our town, but we had a middle school. It was on the outskirts of town, though. There's like in the middle of town, there's like one strip that's like, I don't know, a third of a mile long with like everything on it, a gas station and like some little shops. And there's like a senior citizen center and there's a big lot and a park, but there's no grocery store. There's like a CVS and a post office, and it's a very small town. And then you have to drive like 7-8 miles down this road called Lakes Road that has some houses on it, but it's mostly just a forest. And then you get to our middle school. And then on the other side of our middle school is just a big, long, never-ending deep forest. And they, like, dropped us off on the side of the road holding a tent and left us there and came back 4 hours later. And you know what's funny is that it's crazy and like, 10 things I hate about you-ish as this story is. The older I get, my... far and away my favorite part is that I thought the sex was going to take 4 hours.
You could have still watched Ben-Hur.
Totally.
And fuck.
Truly. Like, dropped us off in the woods. We had the world's most awkward sex. We did not know what we were doing.
So you put, before the foreplay was putting the tent up.
Yeah, totally. Put the tent up and then... And it was just so, I don't know, like the details of all of that happening in the tent, I just like, I'm not going to say, partially because we were literally children. Don't really think that that's a story.
It's just not very sexy to be like those poles that are like clank, 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 clank.
Yeah, like, no, and it was, oh man, that's funny too. It was a tent with like a fuckload of poles. It was a four-person tent, but it was just sort of like, yeah, I also didn't have, like, at the time, like, an air mattress or anything or, like, a rollout. Or,
yeah.
I probably brought a sleeping bag. I think we brought sleeping bags
to,
like,
horrible.
Lay on the ground. But, yeah, there were, like, rocks and shit. At one point, there's, like, a door on either side of the tent, you know? So, at one point, I opened... We had put the, like, rain cover on, too, so we could like take our shoes off and it would be outside the tent, but underneath the rain cover, which was staked down. And at one point I like went to step outside and my shoes weren't there. And I like freaked out. I thought someone had like come and stolen my shoes. And then actually they were just on the other side of the tent.
Oh man.
But I, that's how panicky and anxious I was that I was like doing something weird or wrong.
Yeah. The devil came. Yeah,
the fucking devil found me. Yeah. And then, so they like at the right time, they picked me up. And then the first thing we did was we went and we dropped her off. And what was funny was, her dad commented, two things happened that were so fucking crazy when we went to her house. Her dad was like, damn, why do you and Jen have such muddy shoes? And they don't at all. And I was like, no reason. I was just like, oh.
No reason.
And, and I think James was like, they were jumping in puddles. They were jumping in puddles after the long movie. And her dad was like, where did you find muddy puddles? What is this? What are you talking about? And then at some point James was like joking around and like giving him a bunch of shit, and it was definitely James like really had my back in a bunch of ways in high school. He like he was joking, he was like fucking with him, and I think it was because of how, if I remember correctly, how anxious I was getting and how weird and panicky. And I was just like sweating and like worried about the mud on my shoes. James started just like really, really going at her dad, making fun of him. And he like, the dad jokingly took his belt off like he was going to hit James. And oh, he, wow. Yeah, I mean, he was kidding. He was definitely kidding. He was not like a guy who whips people with his belt, but he like cracked the belt like a whip as a joke, but then ended up hitting James in the balls with it. And whoa, it like totally saved me, because he was like, Jesus fucking Christ. And I was like, oh my God. And the dad was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And I was like, we should go. Oh my God. See ya. Sorry. And I just sort of like picked him up.
This
and we
is, how is this not a move? You got to write the Dave high school move.
That's a good point.
This and all is great.
It was funny too. Like, you know, dudes, especially high school dudes, dudes who are young and have never had sex are like so fucking horny for it in general. And like, I was like probably the least horny of my friends, quite honestly. And
that's hard to verify.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I will like, I've talked about it on the show. I didn't start masturbating until I was 15. I was like, not as, now I'm hornier than everybody, but,
isn't that weird?
But anyway, so we like very, we like, hold James up and we like walk out to the car. We get to the car, the doors close, we drive off, and this is all with straight faces. And then right when we get away from her house, immediately Gilbert slams on the brakes, and they were like, what happened? What was it like? What was it like? Just these other two dudes like, come on, tell us, sex, you had sex. And I was like, yeah, man, I don't know, it was really cool. And after that, I still had some bullies. I was like a small kid. I was a theater kid. I was a band kid. I was afraid. I thought everybody hated me. I had like the big tough guys thought I was a little weakling, a little wimp, you know?
Yeah.
So I had a few dudes who would come after me. And one time one of them like smashed into me in the hallway, or I bumped into him or something, but we like collided in the hallway, and the guy like looked around and was like, yo, Dave, what the fuck, man? Get the fuck off me, or some really aggressive shit like that. And James, out of nowhere, I didn't even know he was there, just like jumped out from behind me and said, yo, back off, man. Dave had sex. It was awesome. It was so awesome.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What a comeback.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Dude, you got to just go back and listen to this episode, right? This is great.
Yeah.
This would be a, I miss comedies like this. And the fact that it's true is even, oh my God.
Yeah, I'll make a movie and I'll make sell a movie, it. And Dave, the movie is going to be called Children Having Sex.
Dave Had Sex.
Dave Had Sex is actually a really great name for it.
I know. I love it.
Yeah.
It seems like a fun movie.
Yeah.
Who would play you? Who would play Dave?
Who would play me? Elliot Gould. Brian Dennehy.
He's playing a high school student. I think he's a little older. This is even worse than Grease.
Who would play me? I don't know. Well, I mean, if we're going on looks alone,
I don't know a
Justin
young
Bieber.
Actor other than Timothy Chalamet.
Timothy Chalamet, yeah. I mean, he's not as hot as me, though.
That's right.
That's right, dude.
What a cool. What did the bully say when he found out you had sex? He was like, oh, my God, I didn't know.
Oh, actually, I don't remember. But I think he was like, what the? Really? No.
I'm like, well, woohoo.
With
oh, shit. I bet
mom,
he really hurt his feelings.
With your mom.
Do you think in school, young girls in high school are talking about fucking each other's dads?
Yes. Yes, I do.
They are?
I think I think what they say to each other is grosser than what we ever say.
I would love to know, because the having sex with your, that was the number one in like second grade. Seven-year-olds are like, I fucked your mom. I'm seven and I fucked your mom.
That's right.
It's like, wow.
I just got my first ever boner and I used it to fuck someone in your family. I'm a part of your family now because of my first erection.
But I'm just like, I would love to know what the girls are saying in school.
Yeah,
that's so funny to me.
Oh, I think it's. I mean, I don't know, but I think it's gross. I'm gonna guess.
Wow,
I think it's just not as aggressive.
Call in if you used to hurl insults about fucking your friend's dad.
Call 1-800 sex dads and let us know if you're fucking your dad out here. Actually, don't call that number.
I just can't imagine, because, like, at least in the town I grew up in, it's not like there were good-looking dads. You know, it's a horrible insult. Like, I fucked your dad. It's like, oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah, they're also mean. They're all mean and horrible-looking.
Right.
And, so mad. And all the moms were hot and so kind and would give you juice and stuff. And, like, of course you wanted to sleep with them. They're, like, the most perfect people on earth. We did have a female teacher who it came out hooked up with a student.
Oh boy, it always happens.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's really insane how common it is.
It was also exactly like if you were going to guess who it would be,
right.
It was really funny. It was the teacher who was like pretty young and the guy who like failed senior year once and looked really old. It was just like
yeah,
I think he might have even been 19 and she was like 23. Like, I don't know if I really care.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I guess,
like,
it's
still weird. You shouldn't do it
for the HR department.
You shouldn't have sex with your students, obviously, but 19 and 23 is very different than what you would think normally. I don't know. I guess I shouldn't say I think it's all right, but it's not as bad as the other, what you imagine, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, he probably got his friends to go help him get a tent out of his attic.
Yeah, totally. But like a bigger tent because he was grown up. Yeah. Totally.
Yeah, I got a 2-bedroom tent.
I had my friends tell my roommates that I was going to see a movie that was 6 days long. And then I built a 2-bedroom house in the woods for us to have sex in.
Oh, man, that's so funny. It's so funny because, like, when I was in high school, me and my friends, all our goals were to get Mountain Dew and watch movies. That was all we wanted to do. We would hang out all weekend long, watch like 35 movies, and then rank them. And my parents were like, I bet they're getting their dick sucked and smoking weed. And it was like, we didn't know how to do any of that. None of us knew how to do that.
One time, my father, full blown, like, donkey kicked my bedroom door open when it was locked. Probably the most scared I've ever been in my entire life was this moment. Full on, just like wound up, put his back into it, full frontal kicked the door, broke the lock open. And I guess he thought I was smoking weed in there, but I was just on the phone. It was crazy. It was so crazy.
And then
and he just sort of like Hulk walked away to just sort of like, I don't know, be mean to my mom or whatever the fuck.
just on
crazy.
The phone.
Oh.
It's crazy to think about like how long I would be on the phone in high school, like for 6 hours, a 6 hour long phone call. And it's like, could there be anything less interesting than two high school students talking for 6 hours?
Yeah.
What the fuck were we talking? We didn't know anything.
Yeah, totally. What did we talk about? That's true. I talked on the phone a lot.
No clue. There couldn't be anything good.
I think we just quoted The Simpsons and just like kept saying Simpsons quotes. Man, I had a friend in high school who was so fun. There were so many funny people where I went to high school, and half of them were funny because they had no hope. And
that's pretty funny.
Yeah. I mean, it's certainly not funny for them, but it causes a funny person to happen.
Yeah.
If you're young and you're just like, I'm not saying they shouldn't have had hope, but I came from like a super poor place and it was like really negative. And there was like a lot of alcoholism and drug abuse because it was like sort of a party town. And then the party went away because some like drinking laws changed and a lot of bars closed, but people had moved there to party for life. That's where I grew up. And that's the type of place I grew up in. It, like if Lake Havasu closed and then all those people still live there, I went to high school with their kids.
Oh, damn.
And so there was a lot of lack of hope. There was a lot of like not trying because it just sort of like felt like they didn't have a shot. And, you know, when you're 17 and you don't think you have a chance, it's sad. It's like the big, it's like the biggest problem in this country, but it causes you to do hilarious things. like literally someone called. This happened one day in school. Two people got together to make this happen. Someone from the payphone in the front of our school called the principal's office and said that there was like an emergency for the biology teacher, and that there was like that guy they called to his classroom during class, and he went running out the door to the principal's office. And then this guy opened a window in the back of the room, stuck his ass out of it and took a shit out the window onto that guy's car. And now is that horrible? Yes. Is it really fucking funny? Yeah. I wasn't in that class. And like those, you know, the guys that did that were also like, they were not dudes I got along with. But, you know, that's like a particular level of not give a fuck that you don't really come across that often. it's just so like funny. It's so funny, dude. It's like just imagine how when I didn't cut school in high school, I was like so afraid of getting in trouble, but to be like
I don't know how it looked, but whatever I'm picturing in my head is like,
oh dude, no I mean it's exactly what you think. And the guy was just this like this just like older senior who's like a fucking Italian New Yorker dude who was like, this is gonna be awesome. This is gonna be awesome. This is gonna be fucking awesome. I'm gonna shit on the guy's car. I fucking hate this guy.
But just to have, to have it ready and to have the thought.
To plan it. It was premeditated. There were two of them in on it. That's so they were like, that's what they were talking about on the phone. That's what
6 hours.
A 6 hour phone call when they were done quoting Seinfeld. They were like, what should we do tomorrow? I haven't done homework in years.
He had to plan it out. He had to plan his shit to be ready. He needed a good bit of shit. You can't just squeeze out like a little rabbit friend, turd.
I will say this. I was in a group of guys that were like also really funny, and I was the least funny of them at the time. I actually credit them a lot to how funny I am now, because we would just sit around and like crack jokes, and they were so good at it, and I certainly wasn't yet. I was the one, they would all be making fun of each other, and then I would say something, and it would be crickets.
Right.
And everyone would stare at me, and they would all be like, shut up, Dave, you fucking suck. And I'd be like, oh, no.
right.
I had, like, learn to get funny, so I would stop getting dunked on. But there were some dudes in that group that were so funny, and one of them was my friend Kevin, And he just like he started making this cartoon called The Colon Cowboy that was about he just like picked our American history teacher and started calling him The Colon Cowboy.
That's a good name.
And it was just like stories of him like fucking famous people, and he would just like draw it and put it up, and people would be like, "Who's making these?" And we would be like, "We don't know."
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
The Colon Cowboy.
The Colon Cowboy.
That'll be a part of the movie too. It would be like you're trying to be funny and you're not confident enough yet. Yeah. You can't. You're like it's like 8 Mile. You try out your jokes and it's not working. And then after you have sex,
yeah. Now I know how to be funny.
Yeah.
That's right.
Do you ever watching a movie where you're like you're like a third of the way in, and you're like, oh man, hell yeah. And then you forget, like, oh, it can't go well yet because it's a third of the way in. Like,
oh, yeah,
you know that there's a rap battle with Eminem and it's 30 minutes in. You're like, he's got to lose because then why the fuck else am I going to watch another hour?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I get annoyed. I'm like, I just want it to go good already. Jeez.
Yeah. Can it be a 30 minute movie where everything's fine?
Yeah. It's like, I know, like, just let Tom Cruise win. Like, I know he's good at flying these planes. Stop fucking around. We all know it.
Yeah, totally. We all know Ethan Hunt is gonna get the vial. So just cut to him having the vial, and we don't need to see all these backflips.
Don't you hate a movie with a complicated plot where it's like the agent from Russia has reappeared and he has the thing that they gotta get, and the Secretary of State needs it for the thing? And I'm just like, I like when the movie is No Country for Old Men. He's got a bag of money. Oh, shit. That's a plot I can follow. You know, Dave needs to have sex. That's,
oh,
a,
that's
plot
a good point
for me.
Yeah. Harold and Kumar have sex.
Yes.
That kind of thing. Yeah.
That would be a real, that would be huge. If that was the next one, Harold and Kumar.
No, this is a really good point, dude. I like, it's also cool to like, man, we have been recording for about a half hour, and we've been talking about my childhood, my high school years, almost the entire time. How crazy is that? That's interesting.
Hey, high school's crazy. You remember so much of it. You know?
Yeah, and I haven't thought about it or talked about it in a long time.
Yeah.
And you know what's cool? You know what actually I could have benefited from? Like, so everything I just said, like, those are cool stories. I like...
Yeah.
That story, you're right. That story of me losing my virginity is crazy and cool.
And it seems normal to you because it's the only time you lost your virginity.
Right. And you know, the story about my friend Kevin making a Colon Cowboy cartoon.
Yeah.
That's like, but what's funny is at the time I felt like a loser. And it was because I wasn't like, you know, like I said, I wasn't really going to parties. I wasn't like, I was like noticeably not like one of the popular cool kids who was like dating a ton of people, and like it was like, I don't know, hot and cool. I just had my friends and we did our thing. And I do think it's cool to like, I could have benefited as a kid from hearing stories about people that weren't the like hottest, most popular kids also having fun. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
It was also important for me to say that just now because I need you to know that I wasn't cool, because that's my entire, that is the rusty cage that is the identity I've built in my
if anyone's listening, I know we have some young listeners, being cool in high school is like Confederate money. It does not matter, it does not transfer, it is so temporary, and it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter at all. So just have fun. If you have one friend in high school, you're crushing it. If you have no friends, who gives a shit?
Totally.
It doesn't matter. You're going to, life is so much longer.
I love
and,
this.
It's so much more fun, you know?
I also really, you're having, if you have one friend, you're crushing it. It's so accurate. And if you don't have friends, you will soon.
Yeah.
And that's so true. Because at the time, you know what's so funny, dude? I had like a crew of friends by the time I was a senior, and we did everything together. And we certainly had drama and complications, but it was just a bunch of guys who hung out. And no one was getting laid, really. I had a girlfriend. We had sex one time.
Cool.
We made a plan to have sex a second time, and then we both got too worried.
Yeah.
We were
you got free ones. One's free.
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And And at the time, I really was like, the whole time I was like, well, I'm not one of these guys that's going to parties and everyone is like trying to hang out with them and get drunk with them. And I just have like these dudes and even they don't like me and I don't do cool shit like the rest of the guys. And looking back, it was like, man, I had a bunch of friends and I had a bunch of fun. I just didn't do it on the stage. That there's something about high school that convinces you if you're not like the most popular kid, you're doing something lame.
Right. Like if you're not going to American Pie parties, and exactly. You're not the quarterback or the prom queen that you're like, but that's
and
not
if you're
even
not
like
cutting school or you're not right. Like sticking it to the man.
It's just movie, if you people like, think it's going to be like
you're a loser if you get good grades. And it's just like not the case, you know?
No, it's and even, you know, if you talk to the prom king or the quarterback, like the cool guy quarterback at our school was like stressed. He was doing homework a lot. He had to work out all the time. Like it wasn't actually this glamorous thing. It's just so funny. Like life is fine. And even totally. Just think of it like a low security jail sentence. Even if you don't have any friends in high school, like whatever, 4 years is going to be done. Adulthood is so much better. It is so much better.
I will say if I were to point, like at this point, pick out a regret from school, or the one big one would be like, I would like to tell myself from back then that what I've got is great. But then the other thing, and this is fine, it's fine that I didn't have this, but it would have been a lot of fun to know it didn't matter.
Yeah.
Because like I was saying about those dudes with no hope, like they were the fucking funniest people I've ever, like taking a shit on your biology teacher's car.
Funniest thing I've ever heard.
There was this one guy, I have no idea what's up with him now, but he just like I would never talk back to any teacher. I wouldn't curse to a teacher. I wouldn't. But this guy, man, I was in, we were having like sex ed in another biology class, different teacher, this woman who was funny. You know, the high school dudes want to be the shit. And so she's telling us all, like, we're talking about puberty and we're like moving through like what puberty means and starting to become a sexual person. And she talked about wet dreams and she like described what a wet dream was. And she was like, and a wet dream is the moment basically where a boy becomes a man. It's his first ejaculation. That's sort of what she said. This kid's hand fucking shoots up. Oh, we're in 10th grade, by the way. His hand shoots up. He's like, I haven't had a wet dream yet. So to her credit, she goes, well, I guess you're just a little boy then, aren't you? And this dude yells out at her to this entire class. He goes, with this hog? No way. I'm like cry laughing in the fucking class, dude.
Dude, you got the whole movie.
Oh,
I
wanna
watch this shit, dude.
I've wanted for a long time to make a TV show about where I grew up. That hopelessness really, and matter of fact, so where I grew up is where they're building Legoland in Ocean, New York, like right by there. And it is really, there's an article, I think, in the New York Times that's about how all the people are like, they all hate Legoland. They're all just these like New York hillbillies that are like, get your Legos out of my diner or whatever. They're fucking, I'm trying to jerk off. Or
that's the funniest thing to yell.
I don't need
it. Hey, get the fuck.
Get out of my horse track. I'm trying to jerk off.
Like they're rude. They're being rude. Yeah. Can't you see why? You never seen a man jerking off at the horse track before.
Quiet down. I'm trying to jerk off.
I always hated that when people said, oh, you never see. No,
no.
I have never seen this. And it's normal that I haven't.
Totally.
You should.
You never
stop
seen a grown man
off.
Eating a grilled cheese in the bathroom?
No.
No.
Why would I have seen that? Why are you doing it?
You know what I have seen is a grown man very, very happy that he's drinking an El Segundo beer.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, the best beer in the world.
It's the best beer in the world. Also, welcome to What's It Called, everybody.
What's It Called, everybody. Get ready to lay down.
What's up, hornies? Lay her down.
Yeah, we're the potato boys.
Down and lay. Put some potatoes in your mouth and go to sleep.
I do that so many nights.
Oh, my God. That is most of my life. If I am the happiest when I had French fries and I am not awake anymore.
Oh, dude, that sounds great.
Sleep and French fries.
We're done. That's what I'm doing.
Better than sex.
You know what I did with my El Segundo beer, the best brewery in the California and the world.
Mm-hmm.
I've been putting my pint glass in the freezer all day.
All right.
And then I'll put a koozie around the pint glass, pour an El Segundo beer into it.
Damn.
And it makes it like a couple degrees colder. It's like, dude, you got to start doing it. It's a game changer. Makes it 10 times better.
I wouldn't have thought of it doing that because El Segundo beer just naturally is 1 degree colder than all other beers.
At all times. Yeah.
Which is a true thing. So putting it in a cold glass to make it even colder, that's incredible. Yeah.
It is incredible. There's so many fun things you can do with El Segundo beer. You don't have to do mine, but you just need to buy it and let the spirit take you, you know?
Totally.
Whatever just you feel it. Like doing with it.
Get a 4-pack or a 6-pack, you know, of Montegundo or Mayberry, or switch it up. Get a couple Citra, get a couple Mayberry, leave them in the fridge for a day and see what strikes you. And I guarantee you, you're going to have an idea. It's going to be a nice idea too. It's not going to be aggressive or negative anyway. My guess is that you'll decide to, you'll decide to have a beer and then tell someone that you love them a great deal.
That's what I do every time.
Yeah, totally. Not a lot of people don't know this, but El Segundo Brewing was actually a big part of the making of the movie It's a Wonderful Life. And it was cut later because they didn't want to be associated with a bunch of suicide, which
That's
makes
true.
Sense. But
let me tell you this. Here's a new slogan for El Segundo, I think, is the second one tastes even better.
Wow.
So if you're ever drinking an El Segundo, have another one. That's what I say.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
And then stop.
And then stop. But,
yeah.
Because
have two a day each day.
Have two a day for the rest of your life. That's El Segundo wanted us to say this. Drink two beers every day of your entire life.
At whatever time you think, you know?
Yeah. Make sure you have two beers by 9 a.m. every day, El Segundo. And they do not want us to say that. Drink responsibly. Don't drive drunk. You know that we feel that way. Don't make us scared.
Yeah.
Truly, though, welcome to What's It Called. This is our fucking favorite part of every week.
Hell yeah. It's so fun. We love you.
You're a bunch of hornies. You're a bunch of Richard Karns.
All day.
We're horny and we're also Richard Karn. I mean, just look at our faces.
Look at me.
Yeah, look at him. We have an Instagram, we have a Twitter, we have a Discord, we have all this shit. Our website is whatsitcalled.rodeo, and there's a link to our web store on there. Sign up for our Patreon. You get bonus episodes. You get to introduce episodes. We got all sorts of
That's
shit
right.
going on. We Twitch stream every now and then. We're out here having a lot of fun. We rename shit if you want to jump in and suggest names. We read our top 10 favorites from the Twitter suggestions every week. We are at What's It Pod on Twitter, and this week, we are renaming the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, which reminds me, before we get to renaming it, we should probably talk about the Caleb Sinan Comedy Tour, of which there are many dates.
I can't stop. I understand it. I'm all over the world. I got the Hitching Post in Bisbee, Arizona on November 26th. That'll be this Saturday. So come out to that if you're in Arizona or New Mexico. Make it a long drive. I'm driving a long way.
Fly there from Canada.
Cheaper than therapy. November 30th through December 4th in San Francisco. And come see me at the Laughing Skull in Atlanta on December 15th through the 18th. It's going to be a lot of fun. And next year, just got this on the books. I'll be at the Comedy Fort February 2nd through the 4th in Fort Collins, Colorado. Come out and see me there.
That fucking rules. Those are all great. I have a few coming up. Nothing crazy for me, but I was just at the Come and Take It Comedy Festival in Houston, Texas, though we're recording it before I went to that. So I don't know how it went yet. I can imagine, though, that it went incredibly.
Oh, yeah.
This coming weekend, the 26th of November, I am doing the Grolix at the Bug Theater. Maybe my favorite show fucking ever of all time.
Oh, yeah.
So come to that if you're in Denver or nearby. I'm doing some shows with Derek Brown, who's a great poet and a great comic and a good friend of mine, in New York and around New York in mid-December. We've got some stuff in New York City. We're doing some stuff at Union Hall and at Easy Lover. We're going down to Philly, though, on the 14th to do Shane O'Connor's show at Fergie's Pub. It's free. It's the 14th of December at Fergie's Pub.
Hell yeah.
In Philadelphia. And then 7:30 p.m. I just got a little messed up. 7:30 p.m. the next day, Thursday, December 15th, Derek and Chris Gethard and I are doing a show at Silver Stream Studios in Montclair, New Jersey. And here's the thing. That show is already sold out.
Oh, shit.
So oh. I'm going to talk to Chris, and hopefully we can add a later date, because I know that we have fans in Jersey, and I would love it if y'all could make it. And so,
hell yeah.
And then, of course, we are going to be in Houston again at the Riot Comedy Festival.
That's
March
right.
23rd through the 26th. Caleb and myself will be there, and we'll be doing the first ever live episode of What's It Called. So put that in your calendar.
Yeah, too. Make a trip. Fly to Houston.
Yeah. Hey, we love to fly, and we love y'all.
Hell yeah, we do.
Damn, dude, you want to do our fucking names or what?
Hell yeah, dude. Blue Collar Comedy Tour. I really like the Blue Collar Comedy Tour.
Yeah, I like
not
it.
Not all of it.
Yeah.
But same. I won't say who's who, but I think we all know.
I don't hate any of it, I will say.
Right.
I used to, when I was younger, I used to hate some of it. I think the older I got, I've softened up on. I used to think that like people who like talked about their wife, it was like bad for America because yeah. that shit, I don't know. Now I feel a little softer on it. It feels like that's just for them and doesn't have to be for me.
Yeah, it is what, you know, it's what people, it's how it goes. I think a new name for the Blue Collar Comedy Tour should be Four Funny Sluts.
Okay. I like that. That's, I like changing the perspective of it. That's great. Just call it. Why don't we change the name to Chunky Monkeys?
Chunky Monkeys.
Yeah, I that go. Wasn't on my list, but that's funny. This is my first name for the Blue Collar Comedy Tour. Hootin' Nanny Dan and the Whiskey Chugging Jerk Off Dads. I had a good time.
I hate my wife.
Yep. That's accurate. Knee slapping yodel time with your host, Mr. Boring.
Give me a warm Budweiser.
Squirt guns at dawn.
Billingfall must drive.
I don't get it.
Like he's got a car.
Oh.
Like it
oh, you're saying
like
he's the one
like
that
he's
oh.
driving?
I see. Because he's the one that's bringing the least to the table. Absolutely. Yes. He's also the one where his catchphrase is like, wait, what is it? Your catchphrase is...
I'll never understand the backflips you have to do.
As much as Larry the Cable Guy is absolutely like hacky fucking garbage, we all know what's happening.
Get her done.
We totally get it. And Jeff Foxworthy, you might be a redneck, is like maybe the most famous one.
Right.
And Ron White doesn't even pretend to have one. He just has a joke where he says, they call me tater salad.
Right. It's a and like 10-minute long story that is true.
That's true.
But it is funny. Like, it makes me think that he woke up on the day the tour started. They're like, you got your catchphrase ready, right? And he's like,
shit.
How about, don't you wish you could give dumb people a sign that says I'm dumb?
Like, what?
Yeah,
here's your sign.
I'll say something that happened, and then I'll say here's your. It's insane. I still can't believe it.
He's also like not. It doesn't matter that he's Southern. Does that make sense?
No, I know. Yeah,
like Jeff Foxworthy has a lot of Southern culture wrapped into his act, even though he's like a suburban dad. And Larry the Cable Guy is a caricature of a person who doesn't exist, right? And Ron White is like an actual Southerner. He's just like a real guy from the South. And Bill Engvall's just a father. That's all he is. He's just like, his jokes are like, you ever be mowing the lawn and you get a stick caught in there? And he's like, how am I going to get the stick out? And it's like, you could be doing this in my accent and it would be the same fucking, you ever be mowing the lawn and there's a stick caught in there? And then you're like, how am I going to get the stick out? It's just like the worst bullshit of all time. You ever put your head on and you realize that your head shrank? You used to have a fatter head. And you got to take it down a peg. You got to pop it out, put the pegs back in the back. Now you got a smaller hat. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, all of his jokes are sponsorships for fucking Home Depot.
Yeah,
you ever hammer in it? You're ever getting a nail remover and it gets all rusted up? You get all that gunk on there and you go, oh, I could get this done a lot quicker if I had a little Gojo.
Wow, that's so true. You ever find a Frito when you're Dorito and you realize, well, this is a bonus. I like anything from the Yum Corporation.
Sometimes I find an onion ring in my fries, but I never find a fry in my onion ring. Well, how come?
What?
It's always like,
what?
I saw a star. There's too many Starbucks.
They should call Waffle House Waffle Castle. Because I feel like a fucking king in there. Man.
dude.
Man.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. I got.
Oh, yeah. We got more names.
Yeah. We got so excited.
To shit on Bill Engvall.
There's all right, my next one is, we do not like Democrats.
Yeah, certainly not. Though, one of them, I feel like Ron White is for sure a Democrat.
There's no way to know.
Yeah. Tobacco chewed up. Yeah, I felt good about
that one. That's good.
Yeah.
I got, the female orgasm is a myth.
Jeff Comedy Jam.
The dictators of comedy.
Toby Keith's, I love these dumbasses.
Shut the fuck up, woman.
I love this one. The original Kings of the Hill.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's the Ricky shit right there.
Thanks, pal.
I got church for naughty little boys.
Whose sign is it anyway?
All right, my last one is, you're just like your fucking mom.
Okay, I got two more. The Bass Pro Shops of Comedy.
Hell yeah, dude.
And Shitter Dump.
Shitter Dump.
Shitter Dump.
Shitter Dump.
His accent is so wild. It's so wild that it's like believable to people he's from the South. Because he's so gay.
Wouldn't it be funny? You know how Colbert did the character for like 10 years and then he's just himself? And everybody was like, I didn't know he was.
Wait, what?
Can you imagine if Larry the Cable Guy got a show? God. As Dan Whitney.
Be awesome.
And then he was just like, hello. I hate Republicans. And everybody's like, what?
Be awesome.
Just his regular voice.
That'd be so awesome, dude. That's never going to happen. You ever find a tractor? You ever find a tractor in your knickers? Shut up, dude. No one says knickers. No one says britches. Why do you say these things? He says britches so much, dude. Wow, I know a lot about that guy. I'm realizing.
Yeah, it's, well, you remember it all. I mean, it's it takes you aback when you're watching it. You're like, whoa,
wow, this is a real guy doing a real thing. Okay. So here's the thing: we pick a top 10 of the suggestions on Twitter at what?
Yeah, tweet at us
every week. And look, we say this every week: we just pick the top 10 because there are just so many at this point. Yeah. If you don't get in this week, you'll get in another week. This week in particular, there were so many fucking great ones.
Oh, yeah, so it's a tough week.
If you have your own favorites, go in and retweet them and chime in and say, I think they were wrong about the Ricky shit and all this. Jump in our Discord. There's a renaming section and claim your winner if you like. But these were our favorite 10. This one was so clever. At Turducken MRE said, the kids in the y'all.
Kids in the y'all.
Oh, fucking good, dude.
Canadian blue collar comedy tour, dude.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I forgot to say, we add another variable online. And this week it was, what if the blue collar comedy tour was Canadian?
And I think these suggestions are so good. It's going to happen. They're going to round up four Canadian rednecks, and it's going to be a tour.
I feel like it is a thing, and we just don't know about it.
There's a Canadian version of everything. Dude, it's bananas.
Totally fucking Hitler.
We have a Canadian version of all our shows. Canadian Hitler.
Yeah. Just says sorry to Jews.
There's a Canadian kiss, and it's where you don't.
Yeah, it's called that's hug.
When you, that's when you, the guy, you see it in movies when a guy leans in and the woman goes, oh, no. And then he goes, oh,
I'm so sorry.
Oh, that's a Canadian kiss.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
I thought, no. All right, the next one is at Demuris. Sticky dicks, tickle fits.
Fuck yeah.
So
dude.
In that, this universe, their dicks have been stuck into everyone's favorite
maple syrup. Right.
And then sticky everyone laughs.
Tickle really fits. Oh, I see. Yes. At Bushel of Awesome said, here's your sign. Sorry. Fuck yeah, dude.
Just great.
Good stuff.
At Bobby Benedict. Ice Road fuckers.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah, dude. I love this one, I don't even really. It's funny. It's like, I don't really know how directly. Anyway, it just really made me belly laugh at Apoc Pod Sacre Bleu comedy tour.
It's great. There's so much France in Canada, and it just makes me laugh.
Yeah, but I don't think any of them say Sacre Bleu. It's just so direct. It's just so silly.
That would be a great catchphrase for a redneck. Well, Sacre Bleu.
Well, Sacre Bleu.
Yeah. And I like Mike Perry had a good one. Hank Hockey Puck and the Slapsticks.
Fuck yeah, dude. Just this great. Is similarly so stupid, and I love it. At Max J. Kerr said, Monsieur Larry the Cable Guy.
Monsieur Larry the Cable Guy.
It's like not even trying to make it. Feels like Larry the Cable Guy puts on a mustache and just like walks over the border and is like, yes, hello. And I'm from here. I am.
At Bogdute, you might be a hoser. Now, this is one I didn't even know until our good buddy Adam Christie let me in on all the Canadian
hoser.
Slang.
Oh, yeah, that's dude.
A very common insult up there.
Hoser is a good one.
A fucking hoser.
All right. The Silver Ricky shit, the second to last, at Chagadelic said NAFTA, more like LAFTA.
Which I can't believe that's not a show. How is my that not God. Already? It's so funny, and it's so funny in an unfunny, clever but interesting way. It's just great. Like it's I was saying earlier, awesome. It sounds like a joke Bill Maher would make, thinking it was. It's just great.
Thank you very much. All right, you want to do the last one, buddy?
Our gold Ricky shit goes to at Laundry Pants. Let's say it at the same time. It's. They call me maple syrup.
They call me maple syrup. So silly, dude.
I love it.
Dude, I love the Ron White just saying the exact same bit. And then at the end, they call me maple syrup.
Just because they tested it.
He's like, all right, I'll do it. Right. We are at What's Your Pod on Twitter. We are What the Hell Is It Called at gmail.com. If you want to write us and suggest things for us to rename, or if you have something in your life you'd like for us to rename. A couple times a year, we rename a bunch of yo shit. So, yeah.
We love you.
Message us. We love to hear from you. And, you know, be good to yourself.
Lay it on down.
If you're in high school, it'll be over soon, man. It's
all
right.
Don't worry. It's all good. All things must pass.
Remember the fun parts. There are fun parts, even if you really don't think so. I swear to God.
You get to watch somebody shit on a car. That's fun. Even on a bad day, that's
unfucking believable.
I'll never forget that.
Yeah. Caleb, I love you, buddy.
Love you, Dave.
I'll see you, in a minute. We're going to do a Patreon episode. So, oop. Bye, everybody.
Hell yeah.
What's it called? What's it called?